How about cherries?
Yes, we have cherries, apricots, pears, and apples. When the insects have been so bad, I haven't had much luck with fruit lately.
Yeah. I have a little dwarf apple tree, and this is the first year it's born. Uh-huh. I had 16 apples on it that passed the drop off.
Oh.
I have one left.
Oh. Is it the Johnna Red or?
Yeah, it's a Double Red Delicious.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah.
Whatever this means.
Yes, they're fine, nice. We used to have those too.
I wish I had a Golden Delicious, yeah, or Yellow Delicious.
I have a Golden Delicious. It has a few apples on it. Yeah, I like the Golden Delicious. They're nice canners and cookers and make good pies, where the Red Delicious is just, it's sweet and just good to eat red,
yeah,
but not, they're not so good in pies or uh-huh, applesauce and things like that.
Yeah, it's hard to get a good apple tree though and keep the thing sprayed so you
yeah,
don't get
that,
those miserable worms.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Nowadays seems like, I think they're worse than they used to be. I think we have more insects.
Could well be.
Yeah.
We certainly don't have the birds.
No, no. There's something, don't have the birds I don't think that we used to have.
Yeah.
I know we used to have the scissor tail, so many scissor tail and mockingbird. I don't see so many mockingbirds and scissor tail. But of course, hapless birds we have, the sparrows.
Yeah.
I don't know whether they catch very many insects or not. Do you know?
No, I think they do. I've seen them working around our yard. They're busy out there.
You mean, are they carrying insects to the babies?
No, they're just out there picking away. Maybe they're just eating seeds.
Yeah, they eat grain. They go in the chicken house and cause mites.
Yeah.
They do. They make mites in the chicken house.
Just kick stuff all over, huh?
Oh, they just carry mites from their nests, wherever they are, wherever they make nests. If you put your hands, we've got a martin box up out here, and I'll go to clean that out. It's half occupied by sparrows. Why, it'd just be as full of mites, little gray mites, and little bees.
Was that right?
They carry the mites with them.
Huh.
One time we got mites in our barn.
Oh, sparrows. Mites. I thought you said mice.
Mites.
I couldn't figure out how they carried mice.
Mites. M-I-T-E-S.
Uh-huh. Like lice. Huh?
Yes, Only they're worse than lice. We got them in our, they carried them in our barn. They built in our barns once. They got on our horses.
Huh.
It's made those horses miserable. They got all on the stanchions, you know, where we kept the horses. And so we sprayed it, or painted it with carbolinium,
uh-huh,
and that done away with it, with the mites.
Huh.
They're bad. Sparrows are bad about mites, getting mites.
Well, we were talking about chiggers. Do these get on chickens?
Yes. They will.
Make a little red spot?
Oh, yeah, they make sores on chickens. They get a great big bunch of them. They'd be look like a, well, it'd be a bunch about this big around of just solid chiggers on chickens sometimes, and make sores on them.
No,
although
no.
I had to put powders on that chickens to keep them off of them.
Huh.
Sodium fluoride, and that'll keep them off. You powder them with sodium
uh-huh
fluoride. And they're
yeah,
real bad for chickens and turkeys.
Uh-huh.
They're very bad on turkeys too. Make sores on them under the wings.
Somebody told me it's chiggers that keep pheasants, I was thinking.
Sure.
You know,
chiggers will just eat them up alive. They'll just get a bunch of them by side of every feather on them nearly, if they get real bad.
Well, I know I don't like the little rascals.
No, I don't either.
Say, what do you call the part of a tree that grows underground?
You mean the stump?
Well, the part that goes out from that.
Roots?
Uh-huh.
Roots.
Well, certainly raise hob with a cistern, won't they? You get your tree too close?